Today, Shi'ez Masechva Bakama, Daf Tzadik Dalet. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. 8 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ben Shammai, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Rav Elazar ben Elazar, Rav Yishmael, Kulei Sfirlei. They are all in agreement that Shina B'Makam Omed. That even if something underwent a change, it doesn't change that it's still considered the property of the original owner. And as we're going to see in our shiur today, even though the Gemara is going to teach us that so is the halacha according to each one of these opinions in the subject that they discuss, they're not really all agreeing 100%. But the Gemara begins. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda mihad amaron, where we learned in the previous shiur that even after the gazlan dyed the wool, the halacha, or the person who had the animals from which he has to give rachis hageiz, dyed the wool, it doesn't mean that the wool is not considered anymore in the original status. Even after it was dyed, it's still considered like it was originally. Beshamai, Mahi, so says the Gemara, where do we see that Beshamai's opinion is that way? Says the Gemara, the Torah HaKadosh says, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us that the Torah HaKadosh says, Leisavi Esten Zayna Mechir Kalab Beis Hashem Alekecha, that we're not allowed to give what was given to the Zayna as payment to use as a carbon. So teaches us the Brisa, Nos Malchitin Besnana, if somebody paid the Zayna with wheat, and Osin Soilus, and made it into flour, Zayson, or they gave her olives, and Osin Shemen, they were made into oil, Anovim, where they gave her grapes, for Osan Yayin, and it was made into wine, Tani Chada. One Brisa says as Surin, that they still may not be put on the Mizbeach, but Tani Yidach, and the other Brisa teaches us, Mutarim, they may be put on the Mizbeach. Vamar Rav Yosef, and in order to reconcile this contradiction, Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Gurion, this Barakah, Gurion that came from the city of Asparuch taught us, that these two brises actually represent a machloikis tanoim. Beshamrei says, Oisrim, that even if they were changed into a different type of material, the flour, the wheat was made into flour, there's still an Isser Esnan on that wheat to be used for the Mizbeach. Beisil Matirim, that Beisil say that since they underwent this change, they're not in the category of Esnan anymore. Says the Gemara, my time to Beishamai, what is the basis for Beishamai's opinion? Says the Gemara, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Ki to'avas Hashem alechecha gam shineyem, and we learn from the word gam shineyem, l'rab shinuyeyem, that even if they underwent the change, they're still osur as an Esnan. Ask the Gemara, Beisil, where does Beis Hillel that disagree take its opinion from? Amakra Hain. Only the original matter which was given to the Zayna is Asur, but V'loi V'shinuyayim. If they underwent a change, they're no longer considered an Esnan. Ask the Gemara, Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai going to do with the word Haksiv Hain? Doesn't the Torah say the word Hain, which means only when they were in their original status? Answers the Gemara, Humi Bailei Hain V'loi V'loi V'shinuyayim. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that the children of the, if an animal was given for Esnan, they aren't going to be considered Esnan. Because, explains Tosfos, in other words, Tosfos says, the way we have to analyze Beishamai's opinion is we have on one hand a ribui, take include something, and on the other hand, we have a miut, to exclude. So Tosfos says Beishamai's thinking is that when somebody receives wheat, they're thinking about flour, because flour is what people usually make out of wheat. And therefore, Beshama's opinion is that certainly they had in mind the wheat as when they had in mind flour when they got the wheat, and therefore the flour is included. Whereas, when somebody gets an animal, they're thinking about the actual animal. They're not thinking about the children born to that animal. And that's why the children are not included. Says the Gemara Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Tati Shamet Menei. Says the Gemara of Beis Hillel holds that both are mutter, because they hold Heim Vishnei v'shneiyim, not anything that is not what was the original matter that was received. And they also learn heim v'lev v'lev d'sayim, and not the children of the animal that was received as the asnan. But ask the Gemara, or be'silil, but doesn't the Torah use the word gam? And gam seems to include something. What is be'silil going to do with the word gam? Answers the Gemara, indeed, according to Beis Hillel, the word gam le Beis Hillel, the word gam, according to Beis Hillel's kasha, we're not quite certain what Beis Hillel is going to learn with the word gam. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the next mantana that we identified that holds that even though something underwent a change, it doesn't make a difference, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Mahi. Where do we find the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Harei shegozel sa shechitim, somebody stole some wheat, losh tachna, ground it, losh and kneaded it, v'ofa, and he baked it, v'rifashimene chala, and he took off chala, keitzim mevarech, do you make a bracha on such a, on that frosh is chala? We know when a certain amount of dough is made, you have to take off chala with a bracha. But says the Braisa, how could you make a bracha? This is not a bracha. Ein's a mevarech, it's not considered a bracha. El menatz. It's only considered as if you cursed. Valzeh nemar, regarding this, the Torah Kedosh says, the Pasuk says, until him, Beitzei Berech, somebody who does something wrong and then makes a bracha, Nietz Hashem, he's really cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rishonim all point out, what the Gemara is trying to teach us, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is that even though you did so many different activities, from the flour till the making it into actual bread, so you would think that everybody would agree that this is considered a significant enough of a shinui. Tells us Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that even though it went through so many different transformation, so many different steps, it doesn't make a difference. It's not considered changed, and you can't make a bracha on that frosh's challah. There is a big machloikus rishonim. Here we're speaking about the bracha that you make when you mafresh challah, and the Gemara is saying that you don't make a bracha on frosh's challah in such a situation. But what about the brachas hanenin? If somebody's going to eat that bread that was made out of stolen goods, would you make a bairei? Would you make a hamotzi lechem haaretz? Would you make a bracha rishonim? Machlokes Rishonim, that the Rambam's opinion is that regarding that bracha as well, you will not make the bracha. Again, because Ein Zeh Mevarech El Menatz, it's not considered a bracha if it was a stolen object. The Ravid and the Meiri disagree that the Gemara, they say, is only regarding the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to take off challah, so this is considered a mitzvah baba aveira. Because it's considered a mitzvah baba aveira, it's inappropriate to make the bracha on a mitzvah done this way, a frosh's challah from stolen goods. But the brichas hanenin, that before we eat, that for sure we should make, even though it was stolen goods. The pasuk says, v'chom menatzai lo yeruah. The miraglim, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learned in the Chumash, ultimately forgave them for the sin of the miraglim, still the Torah says, the people who cursed me will not see Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Says the Sefer Tepukei Chaim. The person, let's say somebody stole, and he stole because he thinks he's doing the right thing. So he's stealing to give people stock up. Still, the pasuk, the halacha is, an aveira is an aveira. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The Meraglim thought that they were doing the right thing when they made this report about Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah says, V'chom menatzei lo yeruah. If you do the wrong thing, it's considered that you did the wrong thing and you're not going to, and you can't be forgiven to the degree that you should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Chesh of Sofer says that many people have a minig that before they wash the tilas, when they wash the tilas yadayim, before they make the bracha on the tilas yadayim, they say the pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuf Lamedalid, Su Yadechem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. What is the point of saying that pasuk? So it says, Su Yadechem Kodesh. We lift our hands. What does it mean we lift our hands? We lift our hands to examine if our hands are clean. They don't mean physically clean. If they're clean from anything that was done that could possibly be wrong. Because we're about to make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim, on the bread we're going to eat. We're going to make a bracha HaMotzi Lechem and Oretz. But we can't make a bracha, I guess, certainly according to the opinion of the Rambam, if the food that we eat is stolen, if we didn't earn the money honestly with which we bought that food. So the first thing that we do is that we say, Su Yadechem Kodesh. We examined and we're confident that the food we're eating was received by us in an honest fashion. And since we're now confident that the food we're eating we received were honest in an honest, honorable fashion, now we're able to make a bracha until Shadayim and Amotzi Lechem. There's an interesting question, and that is if somebody, Rechmon Otzlan, attempted suicide, which as we discussed as recently as our previous year, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, we are not the owners of our body. It's not our body that we could decide that we want to hit it or wound it or kill it. And a person attempted to commit suicide and he was very ill. And Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah shleima. And the question is, can that person, we know that one of the people who's supposed to say Birchas HaGoymil is a Choylevish Nisrapa, somebody who was ill and Baruch Hashem got better. But this person got ill because he made himself ill by trying to commit suicide. Would he say Brachas HaGoymel? Rav Chaim Pelagi in the Shas HaTshuvas Lev Chaim says that you do, because he explains that at this point the person who Rachman Otzlan attempted suicide and now got better certainly regrets what he did, and therefore he could say a Brachas HaGoymel. And so too is the opinion of Rabbi Israel Heltzheimer that you should make a Birchas HaGoymel. Not everybody is confident the Michsa Loza has a tshuva, and not everybody is confident that that should be the halacha, that somebody who deliberately tried to kill himself is a candidate, if they Baruch Hashem survive and get better, that they should make a Birchas HaGoymel. So I saw that the Noda Behuda asks a question. Why is the Gemara focused on challah? What about the truma? What happens if somebody didn't take truma? So he says 2 points. He says, first of all, as the Gemara often says, chita achas peteres sakri. To fulfill the obligation of truma, you just need to take a very minimal amount. So since chita achas peteres sakri, even a very minimal amount is adequate, most people took truma because it wasn't such a complicated thing to do. Another point he makes is challah, you're not chayiv to take challah until you make a dough. And therefore, everybody made their own dough. And as our Gemara says, sometimes people weren't careful and they didn't use their own ingredients. But truma is taken off by the warehouse. And in a warehouse, everybody, it was part of the process that truma was always taken. That's why the Gemara focuses on the challah, not on the truma. So we said that the reason a bracha is not made when challah is taken from dough, from ingredients that were stolen, because it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So Tosfos asks a question. He says, the concept of mitzvah ba'aveira means that the veira is the reason you were able to do the mitzvah. But if the veira is not what makes you be able to do the mitzvah, it's not considered mitzvah ba'aveira. Here, the mitzvah and the aveira are two separate activities. So why is it considered mitzvah ba'aveira? So says Tosfos that indeed that's what Al Gemara is teaching us. It's not the mitzvah ba'aveira which is the issue of making the bracha on the frosh eschali here. The issue is that shinui ain't a kaina, so it's not yours. And then Taisus says another teretz, and that is that even if this is not in the category of mitzvah bar b'aveira, we can make a strong argument that this doesn't technically fall into the category of mitzvah b'aveira, but certainly to make a bracha, which is so important and so valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on stolen goods, that is not somewhere to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Shimon ben Elazar, where do we find Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that holds Shinu ben Mekayim Ha'Omid, that Shinu doesn't make a difference? Mahi, the Tanya Klalza Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kol Shvach Shebiach Gazlan, if the Gazlan improved the object that he stole, Yoda El Yoinam, he is in the stronger position. Rotsa Neitel Shivchai, not so. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean? What does Shimon ben Elazar mean to say? My Kamar, says the Gemara of Sheshet HaKamar. Hashbicha, if the Gazlan improved the object that he stole, Neitel Shivchai, he gives it back, he gives the stolen object back as it was when he stole it. However, Kochash, so that's when it went up in value. What about if it went Kochash? What about if it went down in value? Oimeloi, then he could tell him, Hareshul Cholofanecha. The Gazlan could give it back as it is. So the question is, why? It's not what he stole. It must be because Shinim Kaima Eimed, even though it underwent a change, the Halacha doesn't recognize that change. So ask the Gemara, if we're following the opinion, and that's what we're saying is Rav Shimon ben Elazar's opinion, is Shinim Kaima Eimed, so Afilu Ishbiach, even if it went up, Nami, if we're saying that the Shinui doesn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Amri, Mnei Takonis HaShavim. The reason Chazal said that if it goes up in value, we allow the Ganav to keep it, because we're concerned that if we're going to make him give it back, he's not going to want to give it back. He improved it, and now he's going to have to lose that investment, and he's not going to be anxious to do that. And because we want to encourage the Ganav, the Gazlan, to return what he stole, so we say that he should keep it. Rav Shmuel Mahi, the next opinion that we cited, the next Tana that we cited, that holds Shinu b'mekayim ha'omid, says the Gemara of Rav Shmuel, the Tanya, mitzvah peya, what is a mitzvah peya? Lafrish minakama, that we, before the grain is cut, to designate an area in the field as peya, for matnas aniyim. Lohefrish minakama, if you didn't designate it, the pay before it was cut, mafresh mina oimrim, you designate stalks that were cut. Lohifresh mina oimrim, if you didn't designate from the stalks, mafresh from a kree, from the bundles, achle mircha, until you actually finished the processing. Whenever we speak about the processing of grain, miruach, which means smoothing out the top of the pile, is considered the final act of processing. Mircha, but once that was done, then there's no more paya. Meiser, if he gave meiser, noisenloi, he'll give meiser, and then he'll give paya. But that's only before he finished processing it. Mishmuel Amr, but Mishmuel says, af mafresh mina isav noisenloi, even if you process it to the degree that you made it into a dough, so it certainly underwent a significant shinui, it doesn't make a difference. His opinion is that it's still considered some the property of the aniyim, and the halach is you have to give it matnas aniyim, and we don't take into consideration the concept that they went through a shinui. Says the Gemara, but now we have a question. So we've learned all of these many different opinions, and all of them are consistent l'shminin beishamai, to tell us that they all follow the opinion of beishamai. And the Gemara's question is that we know in halacha we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, and we started our shiur today to say that it is the opinion of beishamai that shinu b'mekayim ha'omid, that even though it went through a change, it doesn't make a difference. So do all these tanoim follow the opinion of Beis Shammai and not the opinion of Beis Hillel? Answers the Gemara Amalei. So Abai said, "Hach Kamra." What was meant to say is Lo Nechku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that this is not actually a subject of dispute, but rather everybody agrees that shinui mekayma oimid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Mimai, from where do you take this that everybody agrees that even though it underwent a shinui, it doesn't make a difference? Dilma, at kailai kama, Rav Shimon Hassam, Rav Shimon Beresh Sagez says his opinion, Ela Betseva, but he spoke about dyeing the wool. Because as we explained in our previous year, Hoyle V'yochel Avira Yodet Sofen, the dye can be removed through detergent. Furthermore, at Kalan Karim Beis Shammai, where the Beis Shammai say that we don't care that it underwent a shinui when somebody gave the flour as an esnan, because the Gvaya, we're talking about something that's going to be put on the Mizbeach, and something which was at one point an esnan, imis, is repulsed. Repulsive to put on the Mizbeach. That can become Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hassam, Elin and Bracha. When we speak about Bracha, Hafroshes Chala, so have a mitzvah Baba Avera, the way we explained a few moments ago, it's inappropriate to make a Bracha on something that started off as a stolen good. That can become Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hassam, that you could say, Hareshel Chala Fanecha, El Bechosh Tahadur, the animal got weak. So you could give it to eat and it'll be back to where it is. V'at kalei kamer Shmuel Hassam ella bepeya. By peya, he says that even though it underwent a change, you're still chai peya. Mishum d'ksiv, because the Torah says regarding the mitzvah peya, lo sechala pas satcha l'ktzor, l'ani l'ger tazvay sam. That's what the Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim. And then in Parshas Emor, the Torah says, "Lo sechal pas satcha bekutzrecha." The leket kutzrecha lo sechalakid le'ane leger tazav esam. The Torah uses the word tazav twice to teach us that even though this produce underwent a change, it still has to be left. You still have to leave peyah for the niyam. Ask the Gemara, "V'chi tema ligmamenei." But maybe once we learn this halacha, we should say from here we see that in all areas of halacha, if it went through a shinui, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Matanas Aniyim Shani. We can't bring a raya from Matanas Aniyim. Could the boy Rabbi Yonason, my Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, that even if you made it into dough, you still have to leave payah? B'shem dekasav shino eni kaina. Is it because he holds that the shinui doesn't make a difference? Oy Dilma, maybe he holds shinui kaina. If it went through a shinui, it does change. But here, there's a new rule, Mishum Deksiv Tazvi Vaseira, says the Gemara, Vim Tim Tzolayma, and if you'll suggest that the Talmud of Yishmol, the reasoning for Yishmol's opinion is become the Kesav Shino and the Koina, if it underwent a change, it doesn't make a difference, so then why, ask the Gemara, Tazvi Vaseira, the Kosav Rechvan Alamali, why would the Torah have to go out of its way to write the word Tazov by Peya another time? The Su, furthermore, Rabbanon, who hold that by payah, if the flower underwent a change, you don't have to give payah. Tazav Yisrael, the Kosar Rahman Allah Mali, what are they going to learn from the word Tazav? Answers the Gemara to teach us another halacha. Yibayle, that pasuk, according to Rabbanan, or even possibly according to Rabbi Shmuel, is to teach us that we know that halacha is that something which is hefker, there's no chiyiv to take meiser. And there's no chiyuv to give mice, and there's no chiyuv to give matnas aniyim from produce which is hefker. But says the Braisa, Hamafka Karmai, if somebody was mafker his vineyard, the Hishkam the biker, and in the morning he gets up and he takes back ownership of the property. What is the halacha? Hifka Karmai, the Hishkam the biker, Ubatsroi, and he cuts off those grapes. The halacha is that you have to give matnas aniyim from grapes or peret oilus shechem peya and part them in a meiser. And that's what the Torah is saying, that even though at one point he was mafkarit, since he took ownership again before he cut it, so then he's chayiv, and the fact that it was hefker is not an exemption. There's a machlokes rishonim. What does he have to take ownership in to be chayiv again in all these matnas aniyim? Does he have to take ownership of the fruit
Is it adequate that he takes ownership of the fruit, that it should be chayiv and all these things? Or does he have to take ownership of the actual property? But if he doesn't retake ownership of the actual property, then you wouldn't, if you didn't take ownership of the actual property, then the halacha would be that you're not chayiv in, even though you took ownership in the fruit again, you will not be chayiv in the matan sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar. The halacha follows the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. If it goes down in value, you could give back what you stole by saying Haresh Chol Lefanecha. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Shmuel Hachi, is this indeed the opinion of Shmuel? V'am Shmuel, ain't Shaman Loy L'Ganav Loy L'Gazlan. We do any appraisals by Ganav and Gazlan, El Nezokin. By Nezokin, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, if an animal was killed, the dead animal belongs to the victim, to the owner, and we have to down make the appraisal, how much does the Mazik owe the Nizik. But when we speak about a Ganav for Gazlan, the halacha is, you don't make an appraisal. So says the Gemara. Bishlam l'Rav Dama, ki kam Rav Shimon Elazar hasam, b'chosh d'hadar, that if it's reversible, that's when we don't say shina kaina loikasha. Ki kam, when did Shmuel say halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, the shina b'm kaima aymed, that doesn't make a difference that it went down in value, because it's b'chosh d'hadar, if it's reversible. So therefore, it's not considered a shinui. The ki kam Shmuel hasam, ain't sham loy l'ganav loy l'gazna el nazakin, but chosh the loy hadar. And therefore, since it went through an irreversible change, it becomes the ganav's. And he has to give back the value it had when he stole it. El abaya. But according to Baya that said, ki kamar of Shimon ben Elazar, even by chosh the loy hadar kamar, even if it's not reversible, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds shinui bim kaima haimid, how do we reconcile this? Says the Gemara, abaya masni hochi. So Baya learns Shmuel's opinion as follows. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Amru Halacha Rav Shmuel Rabbi Elazar, the Yeshiva said that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, even though Shmuel himself, V'lei Lai Sfir Lai, Shmuel does not agree with Rav Shimon Elazar, and he holds that Shinui does become the property of the Ganavs. Amr Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tva Torah, Gzeila Hanishtanis, even if the object that was stolen changed, chayzeres l'beinah, you return it to its owner as it is. Shenema, because the Torah uses the words, v'heishiv as a gzeila asher gozal, from here we know, mikol makom, you return it no matter what. Vim timer, Mishnah Seinu, you'll ask, our Mishnah that we began our perek with was very, very clear in teaching us that if the object that was stolen undergoes a change, then it becomes the property of the Ganav and the Gazlan. That's only because Mishum Takanas HaShavim, a new rule that Chazal wanted to make it easy for the person who stole to return what he stole and not want to return it. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi asked the Gemara, is that indeed the halacha? From Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say halacha k'stam Mishnah? That the halacha is always like a stam Mishnah. And the Mishnah Masech Techulin teaches us, the Hispik Litnaloi, the halacha that we spoke about in our previous year, Reishis Agaz, if the Yisrael who cut the wool did not give the Aniyim, the Reishis Agaz, did not give the Kayin, the Reishis Agaz, and he didn't do it Achet Savoy, Potter, he doesn't have to give it. So we see that because it went through a shinui, he dyed it. He's not obligated anymore. Rishus Agaz says the Gemara. Amalehumad Rabbanan answers the Gemara. Amalehumad Rabbanan v'Yakv Shmei le'Dim Mefarshna Minei Rabbi Yochanan Kigoyim the Shigazel Eitz Meshupin V'Asin Shkelim. Where is the halacha that you don't have to, that you don't become the owner if it's a reversible shinui? If you just take wood and you put it together, that the halacha is that shinui is not koina, it doesn't become yours. But if it's irreversible, it becomes yours. Tan Rabbanan, Says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us how gazlonim, people who steal or malvi beribis, or they borrow money and lend money with interest, shechziru, they give back what they stole. The halacha is ein mekabel mehem. We shouldn't accept back from them what they stole. The kol mekabel mehem, and anybody the mekabel mehem, and somebody that does take it back, ein ruach hacham noichem menu. We want to make it easy for the person to do tshuva. And since we want to make it easy for the person to do tshuva, so the halacha is we don't accept what he gave back. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'mei Rebbe Nishna Mishna Zu. This Mishnah was taught in time of Rebbe. The Tanya Maisa the Mechad Shabikish Lasa Tshuva. There was an individual that wanted to do tshuva. Amalai Ishta and his wife said, Reka, you empty person, you insignificant individual. And Mata Isa Tshuva, if you shall do tshuva, afilo avnet shelcha, even the belt of your that you have, you won't be able to hold on to. In other words, that say so saw a few pshatim. One pshat is that even something as insignificant as a belt that he had from stolen money. Another pshat is that the belt was the money belt. And says, all the money that you have in your money belt is stolen money. Nimna v'lo yaseh tshuva. So because of this, he didn't do tshuva. Says the Gemara, b'ayis ha'sha amru, ha'gazlonim u'malvi v'ribis, shechziru e'mekabel mehem. We don't want them to give back. V'mekabel mehem en ruach ha'cham v'noichem menu, because it's going to prevent people from doing tshuva. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, but there's a braisa that says, if somebody's parent passed away and he left over money that he had received from an interest payment, even though they know that this was ribis, and as the Mefarshim say, that they know that if they don't know, or even if they know that the father collected interest, but they don't know the status of this specific money, certainly they don't have to give it back. But here they know that this specific money was received as a ribis payment. They don't have to return it. It seems that they themselves don't have to. Because the way the Rishonim explain that there was Yiyush and Shini Rishus Havim, but the father who had received it improperly, Chayv Lachzer. So how are we saying that they don't have to give back? Answers the Gemara, Bedinhu Davim Nami and Chayv Lachzer. Truthfully, the father also doesn't have to return it. I Vahadu Tani Bedinhu. So if that's the case, why are we focused on the sons? Shouldn't we say even the father doesn't have to give it back? Says the Gemara, Shunda Boil Misni Sefer. Because the Sefer continues to teach us. Hinich Lam Avim Parvatalis, the called Davim Masuyim. If there's a cow or a garment, anything which is clearly identifiable, there Allah is chayavim lahachzer, that we do have to give it back, make kvayr aviyam out of respect to their father. So that's why, because the sefer was focused on the children, tana reisha nami b'datu, the reisha also is focused on the children, but the same Allah would apply to the father. Ask the Gemara. So now we're introducing a new concept of kvayr aviyam. Ask the Gemara, make kvayr aviyam chayim lahachzer. Do they have to be worried about the honor of the father? But the Torah says, if we can, when the Torah says that when we're not allowed to curse a Nasi, the Torah Gedosha says, for Nasi ba'amcha loisor, from here we see oisa mas amcha. Where is there a din that we have to show respect? By somebody who acts in the way the Torah tells us to act. But if a father doesn't act in the way the Torah tells us this person to act, there's no chiv kibra of aim. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, why should they have to be worried about the honor of their father if the father was a person who lent money on ribis? Answers the Gemara, it's talking about a case, Kadamra Pinchas, Sha'asa Tshuva. Achinami, Sha'asa Tshuva. Says the Gemara, so since he had the Tshuva, that's why they have to show him respect. But it asks the Gemara, Yasa Tshuva, if the father did Tshuva, Ma boy gabei, why does the father still have this money? Doesn't tshuva represent that he has to return what he stole? Iboile laduri, shouldn't he return stolen goods or interest? Says the Gemara, what happened was, Lehispik lachzirat shemes. He didn't have an opportunity to give it back. He did tshuva, but he didn't have an opportunity to actually return it until he actually died. The Rambam, so now we have a very fundamental question. If somebody's parent is a Rosha, does Averis, is there a chiyuv of kibra ve'ein? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, say that there is a chiyuv of kibra ve'ein, even by such people. The Torah says that they don't. And the question is, what is the Rambam is going to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara clearly indicates that if the father is a person that didn't, that isn't Oysa Masa Amcha, the Gemara said he did tshuva. But if not for that, the Gemara clearly is saying that they wouldn't have to show respect to the father. And here the Rambam says we have to. So he says that the our Gemara speaking about mammon, returning money out of honor to the father. And that halacha for returning money and returning for the father, the Rambam agrees that if the father is Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, you don't have to return the money. But in other areas, the Rambam holds you do have to show him respect. Another pshat that the Lechem Mishnah and the Dvas say, why does the Rambam hold that even if a parent is Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, you still have to show him respect? Because there's always a hope that the father is going to do tshuva. And therefore, since there's always that possibility and hope, he's going to do tshuva, and then, of course, you will need to show respect to your parent. So even now, even though he hasn't yet done tshuva, you have to show respect. But our Gemara, as we just finished learning, is speaking about a parent who died. So the possibility that he's going to do tshuva doesn't exist anymore. So that's why the Rambam will agree that such a parent that you don't have to show, even the Rambam will agree you don't have to show respect. Another teretz that the Pnei Yeshua suggests is that even though the Rambam holds that if a parent is Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, if the parent doesn't act properly, you don't have to show him kavod, that's only in the Avera, in the area of the Avera that he violates. Our Gemara is speaking about that this person, the father, doesn't act honestly with finances. So even though the Rambam holds that a parent is Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, you have to show respect, but in the actual areas where he is not careful in halacha, even the Rambam will hold that you don't have to show him respect. And therefore, in our Gemara, if the father, for example, is an individual who lends money on interest, so in that area, you don't have to show respect, even according to the Rambam. The Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara say that we're speaking about a situation where the father attempted to give back, but we learned in Amun Aleph, and we're going to talk about this now more in a moment, that the father, they refused to take the money from the father. So Tosfos says that if that's what happened, that the father attempted to give back the money and it was refused, then certainly the children don't have to go out of the way to give back the money. So we learned in our Gemara that even though there's a halacha that you don't have, the Takanos HaShavim teaches us that you don't have to take back what he gives, but says the Gemara Tashma, HaGazlonim Malvi Baribis, Api Shigavu, even though they collected interest or they took the stolen items, Machzirim. Says the Gemara, what by Gazlonim means Shigavu Iku? I Gazl, if they stole it, Gazl, they stole. V'loi Gazl, if they didn't steal, Loi Gazl. Aleima HaGazlonim. What the Brisa means to say is we're speaking about Gazlonim. Umay niu, who are Gazlonim? Malvi Ribius, people who lend money on interest. Api Shigavu, even though the interest was collected, Machzirin, they give it back. Amri, so we see that we do give it back. And we learned earlier that we don't give it back. Amri, Machzirin, they should try to give it back. They Mekab Mehem, they don't accept it. Elam Machzirin, so why do they go through this procedure? Lotza Yisidei Shemayim. So now the question that comes up, what is the halacha? And the Gemara says that Eich Ruach HaChamim Nachimenu. And we just learned again that they should attempt to give back, but we shouldn't take it. So what is the halacha? Should we take it back or not? Says, so the Paiskim give a number of rules. One says, some say that if it's Gzela Kayemis, if the actual object that was stolen is still here, it should be given back. But another pshat that the Rivash suggests is that even though there's a Takanas Chachamim, it doesn't mean that the Gazlan doesn't have an obligation to give back what he stole. As the Torah Kedosh says, V'heshev es gzeila asher gazel. And the Shulchan Aruch indeed says that we have to go through this procedure, that the Gazlan should attempt to give back what he stole, the person from whom he stole should refuse, and then the Gazlan should say, again, I want to give you back, and then he should take it. Rabbeinu Tam, but then Tosfos asks, there are many cases that we've learned in the Gemara where people gave back things that they stole, and we don't find that they went through this whole procedure. So how do we understand this Gemara? So Rabbeinu Tam says that this takana that we don't take back is only in the was only in the time of Rebbe, where there was a lot of geneva apparently, and they wanted to make it easy for people to do tshuva. In other times, this rule didn't apply. The Ri says that this is only, the Gemara here is only speaking about people who steal on a regular basis. So a person who steals on a regular basis, to return what he stole becomes very difficult, and therefore Chazal exempted him. But a person who just stole once should give back what he stole. The Rosh says that there's a difference between a person who decided to give back, he did tshuva on his own, he decided to give back what he stole on his own. So there the halach is, we want to encourage him and we decline him giving back what he stole. But if somebody was caught stealing, he was caught with stolen goods, and we are forcing him to return, then the halacha was that we always should take back. Moreover, the Sefer Chassidim says that this halacha is not applicable when the person from whom the object was stolen is poor himself. He's in debt himself, and he desperately needs to receive back what was stolen from him. There the halacha is that we have to give back. There's a fascinating story that the Shtei Alechem discusses. There was a story with somebody who was a thief who stole money from many people, and he then ran away and even converted. And what happened was that this person that ran away, even though he had converted and was a very bad person, he was caught in that in a different, he meant to live in Spain. And in Spain, he was a very important person in the community. And now people came to that community in Spain and saw that this person who they knew as a thief, was now in a prominent position in that community. So the question was, what is the halacha? Can he remain with that prominent position, or is he removed from that prominent position? And the Paiskim say that even if we follow what we're learning in the Gemara, that because we want to make it easy for the thief, we don't necessarily accept what he stole back, it doesn't mean that he deserves covet, and therefore that person should not be left at that position of importance in the community. Toshma, ask the Gemara. The Braisa teaches us, heroin shepherds, vagaboyim, the people who collect taxes for the king, the muxim, toll collectors, tshuvas and kasha. If they aren't honest, they're doing tshuva is difficult. Magzirim l'mashem akirim, they only could return from people that they know for certain that they stole from. Amri, so here we see that they have to return. And it says, the Gemara, Amri magzirim, they mekabel mehem. Says the Gemara, so if they don't accept l'mashem magzirim, why do we take it back? Lots of sidei shemayim. So ask the Gemara in Chachya, my tshuvas and kasha, why is the tshuva difficult if they're going to be let to keep what they stole? Void ema sefer, ema kirim, if they can't identify from whom they stole. Yasman tzarchit tzibur, we should make public work. Vam Rav Chizda, what does that mean? Boiris sichna maris, water pits. Eloi kasha. Kodim takana. Before the time of Rebbe, we don't take. So we have to get back. Vakan, the brisa that says we don't take is lach takana. Says the Gemara. Vashta d'ramar of Nachman. V'she'en gzeil kiyemis. That the obligation is only when the actual object that was stolen is no longer extant. Then you don't have to give back. But if it's still in existence, you have to give it back. I feel tamer idvid lacha takana v'loy kasha. Kam b'gzeil kiyemis. If what was stolen is still here, you have to return it back. En gzeil kiyemis, you don't have to give it back. But ask the Gemara, we spoke earlier about the avnet, the belt that was stolen, the gzeil kiyemis he, and yet they said you don't have to give it back. Answers the Gemara, my avnet, it doesn't mean the actual belt, the value of the belt. He stole money and he bought a belt with it. Ask the Gemara v'kalechad gzeil kayamis le'avad rabbanu takanta, that where the actual item is not in existence, when the actual item is in existence, you have to give it back. V'remereish, we spoke about many times the beam. Where somebody stole a beam, the gzeil kayamis, so the beam is still in existence, v'tanan, and yet the Mishnah teaches us, Almreish Agozel Shabana Babira, if somebody steals a beam and builds it into his home, Shiyitel Damav, that all you have to give back is the money, but not the actual beam, Ibnay Tekanas Hashavim. But if we say if what was stolen is still here, you have to give it back, why shouldn't you have to give back the beam? Answer the Gemara Shani Hosam, even they could say to the Bira, if you're going to remove the beam from the home, then you won't be left with a home. So Shavi Rabbanan, Chazal considered that like a situation, Kedalesa, as of what you stole, is no longer in existence. Here, we're learning that if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, steals, and he doesn't know from whom he stole, the Chazal teaches, Gozel v'ni day l'mi gozel, if you stole and you don't know from whom you stole, Yasu Tzorche Harabim. So this, in the Chavetz Chaim, as he became an old man, he once asked that all the members of the community of Radin, where he lived, should please gather. He'd like to speak to them. And he got up and he said that he is now an older person and he's starting to think about the Olam HaEmes. And on Averis ben Adam L'Chaveroi, if you did something wrong to somebody else, then you can't just ask Mechila from Hashem. So he's asking that maybe he stole or money or took financial advantage of the people in his city, and he needs to correct that. This is the Chavetz Chaim speaking, and Chavetz Chaim therefore at that point publicly said he's donating 500 gold pieces, and with those 500 gold pieces they should dig a well that the city should have more. They should have water. Everybody in the city should now have water to live on, to water a good supply of water. And in case he took money from somebody else, this will be a way to correct that avera.